basically on stage, there's a horde of cellos. You'll see a bunch of other instruments as well. There's a pianist, a trumpet player, and some percussion too.
How many cellos exactly are in a horde?
I think you need at least six to constitute a horde.
And what is the inspiration behind getting this many strings on stage at the same time?
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, the original motivation was that there were strengths in numbers. When we first started, we were playing in bars and places like that. We weren't the first classical musicians to play in bars. There was another cellist named Matt Heimovitz who was playing the Box Suites at CBGB's, which is a punk rock club in New York. And we thought we'd do the same thing, but we have the strength in numbers going for us.
How are you sort of accepted in the Portland music community? What role do you think you play there?
The role I'd hope we play is one that bridges different musical communities within the community together. So the different genres, the different styles, and all the different people we try to always bring a diverse selection of people on stage with us when we have collaborations, and we try to just kind of pay homage to everybody who's doing something unique in Portland.
And how often have you visited Tucson?
Tucson, I think this is our third time in Tucson.
Have you got any stories about the town from your previous visit?
Oh, it's such a wonderful town. It seems like you guys are doing a lot of things right in Tucson. The community is so warm and welcoming and open to many different styles of music, it seems like. We can play our most diverse set, and it seems like it's very celebrated there.
Well, what are you playing when you visit us this coming week?
We have a big mixture of things planned. Everything from classical music and jazz to we might play some heavy metal just for fun. And we're bringing with us a singer named Patty King, who will be singing some songs by Beck with us from the new Beck Songreader, which is a record he put out without recording. And so he released 20 songs as just sheet music, and we've been playing a few of them in our set every night.
What's something you can tell us about the song that we're listening to?
The song we're listening to right now is Please Leave the Light On When You Go by Beck, and that's Patty King singing it. And it was originally, when Beck did it, it was a piano piece with vocals, and we took it and made it into more of a cello quartet sound with Patty's voice just kind of soaring above it all.
How are you approaching Beck's compositions for this band? What is the give and take here between what he wrote and what you're playing?
Well, when Beck has talked about these songs, he seems very open to interpretation. And we stay actually very close to the sheet music, drifting where we feel like it's most artistically fitting for our instrument, for the voices that are singing, just for what we're doing. But for the most part, we stay very close to his sheet music, which I think it shows, you know, like the best interpretations of these are yet to come. I can't wait for like the avant-garde death metal versions of these songs to come out. And I think from what Beck has said, it seems like he's waiting for those too.
So tell me, Doug, where does the Alleluia Choir come into this?
They are a band from Portland. They're really good friends of ours. They've all played in numerous bands in Portland on their own, and they decided to start a band that is just the three of them that has very democratic vocals. There's no lead singer, so everything is harmonized. And then two guitars and pianos. It's just gorgeous music. We'll be playing with them a little bit on their set. We'll jump in on a couple of songs on their set, and they will join us as instrumentalists on a couple of songs on our set as well, mostly the Beck songs. They'll fill in some of the instruments that we need for that stuff.
What does that chemical mixture add to the experience, do you think, of working with the Alleluia Choir?
It adds more textures to the sound. I mean, more beautiful textures. Their voices are really, really, really beautiful. And a lot of fun. I think because we're all such good friends and we all go back so far, there's a lot of just fun banter on stage every night has been just like a big party. So it's been a lot of fun.
So, Doug, in the past, have you had experience in ensembles that people might think of as more traditional rock and roll groups?
Yes, absolutely. I've toured with other groups. I've recorded and played with other types of groups.
Well, then, how would you contrast traveling with as many as, what, 8 or 9 cello players at a time with traveling with a rock band?
In our model, it's there's nothing different. It's just that there's more people crammed into the van, and no heavy amplifiers. I mean, but other than that, it's really the same thing. We stay in the same types of hotels. We do the same long drives, and we play the same types of venues frequently. I mean, this group will play in, we'll play in a symphony hall one night, and we'll play in a dive bar the next night, and maybe we'll play in a library the next day. Like, we'll be in completely different venues every night. I think that's really the only difference, is that there's more of us, and we play in more diverse venues.
In a lot of bands, members like to make jokes about a certain type of musician, like drummer jokes, guitar player jokes. Who do cello players tell jokes about?
Violists, of course.
The Portland Cello Project, featuring vocalist Patty King and the Alleluia Choir, will perform on Thursday, February 7th at Solar Culture in Tucson.